up, fam? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're talking about Spider-Man, Beauty and the Beast, and Moana. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
We're here! Disney Movie News!
I like burped in the middle of that.
That's how Sarah celebrates. We call it Sarah Braiding.
Hashtag Sarah Braiding.
She just walks into a party and she goes, "This party's lit, burp," and then she's like, "What?"
Sarah braiding, and I'm like, "Yeah," and then she braids my hair.
That's a different party. She braids my hair too.
I'd go to that party.
It's a very boring party.
I've been to that party.
Calm, don't get too anxious.
I'm like, not that good at the French braid.
And you can't come. You know what?
This is going all over the place, guys.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know what? You are invited because you took some notes last time. And you joined the party for
took
sure.
Took some notes and threw out that notepad.
That's right.
And she was like,
I'm leaving the Stone Age.
She's
I'm
throwing
coming to the
out.
Modern
She just had a major montage, the Elwoods montage, and she bought a computer, and now she's getting straight A's. But you guys all know this montage from Legally Blonde.
That's right.
Yeah.
But then she gets up,
she's holding the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's in her little buddy
But then
costume.
She went home and was like, it looks new, and she started touching it, and putting like fingerprints
duh.
On it.
Gotta make it look
so
it's in the computer.
Ran over it a few times. That's all right. Thanks for stepping up to tech.
Thanks.
You're
thanks,
awesome.
Guys,
it's Disney Movie News, the show where we very unsurprisingly talk about Disney Movie News, although lately it's been a lot of Marvel and Star Wars-y style stuff. But I am
today.
Your host, Leo
Not
Zombie.
Today.
Not today.
Today.
A little bit.
Not today.
A little bit. We got a little bit of that for you, too.
Hillary.
But I'm Leo Zombie. You can follow me everywhere, Leo Zombie, except everywhere else where I'm Mr. Leo Zombie. Because Twitter is the only one, and that's what you see. But, of course, I am not the only person who attended this party.
No, I came to the party.
I am the only boy, though.
He is the only boy. That's fine. Disney was a man.
Oh, my God.
I'm really tired today.
Very loose correlation.
I am so tired. But my name is Keaton Markey, and I am here. And you can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
You're so weird.
Me so happy.
Oh man, by the way, also a boy who said that.
That was Simba.
Yeah.
Lion
King. A boy.
It was.
Who
Uncle
my, my family compared me to in today's Thingamavlogs video. You know who else is on Thingamavlogs?
Me, Sarah Snitch. It's me, Sarah Snitch. My name's Sarah Snitch.
We're so tired today, guys.
No, I'm fine. I'm totally pumped. This
that's
is me pumped.
Oh,
okay. You can find me everywhere, Sarah Snitch. I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube, Thingamavlogs, like Leo just said. And I got my popcorn. I'm ready.
To
I'm
talk.
So jazzed. Yeah.
You got your popcorn and you're ready to talk.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
There it goes. And last, the most technically upgraded person of our team.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the introduction. I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Yes, and Ariel is a mermaid, just
she
like
is.
Walt Disney is a man. I'm trying to write lose connections, just
Keaton
like Keaton.
It's
me.
Close.
It's close.
Almost,
almost nailed it. I gotta say, guys, moving into the news now, for real, let's be very professional.
My hair in the video.
We tried. Listen, guys.
I didn't know that. I look like alfalfa, you guys.
I'm trying to bring cutting edge journalism, and we got alfalfa over here. Planting.
You guys, it looks cute. It's a cute, messy thing.
I'm keeping it up.
I think you should.
It's a new style. It's very
like
Zetus
it.
Lapidus, you know what I mean?
You guys, how was your trip to Disney on Monday?
Oh,
oh
so
my gosh.
Good, man.
We gotta save that one for the end of the show.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But then, trust me, that's...
Sorry.
There's...
I've just been so excited to hear
No,
that.
We're gonna get there, because it was a cool day. But at the beginning of the show, Sarah puts the thing that I want to talk about the most, because, you know, she just wants to get out of the
I
way.
I
want to
get out of the way.
Spider-Man Homecoming set photos have been released.
Or sneaked.
So, they've been sneaked, and here's what we've learned from these photos so far. Number one, Peter Parker's suit looks exactly the way it does in Civil War, except for a few exceptions. Actually, the webbing is raised in this one. Unless, I'm not 100% sure, though. I mean, it's very likely that this could be a green, because it was also released at the same time as the behind-the-scenes features from the Avengers DVD, which shows them on a similar green screen. So I don't know if this is from the new movie, but I'm pretty sure it is.
What's around his arm?
Which one? The white thing?
It's like green.
Yeah, the white thing around his arm is for the green screen. The thing around his wrist is his web shooter, which looks different than it did in
I thought he was frosting Civil War.
So it looks a little different, but it's mostly the same. He's frosting himself?
Frost yourself.
Frost yourself.
I mean, how does a guy attend? Yeah. I just watched that the other day. Oh my God, it's frost yourself.
I don't know what that means.
All right, we're going to walk up.
Wait, is that the only photo that released?
No, we got another photo. If Sarah attached it, I hope
I did. I think I did.
Sarah.
I included the Twitter link.
Yeah, click the link.
It's the Twitter link that has all the pics.
It's the link right below. Yeah. That's the one.
Sorry, I was too lazy to screenshot. They deleted all the pics.
Here's why this is relevant and important. We finally have our first look at one of the three villains in the movie, and it's one we didn't see coming. It is, guys, brace yourselves, the Shocker. It's the Shocker. That's his name.
That's shocking. I didn't see that coming.
No, it is inappropriate. But I got to say, he looks really cool. And it's actually... Yes, he does. Because he's pretty loyal. Yeah.
He just looks like
It's a cool rendition
yellow
of...
Yellow dude.
Yeah, that's what the Shocker was. He was a really boring... looking villain who looked like Spider-Man in a yellow suit, and this is like a really cool interpretation of that. I was a big fan of the Shocker. He's basically just a thug bank robber who uses these like electric shockers on his hand and he punches. Mm-hmm. I always liked him. I have a feeling he's not going to play a major role. Don't look up the Shocker. What do you think was going to happen?
Shocker Spider-Man.
Obviously, follow it up, girl.
You idiot. That's what I say to Leo. It means I love you.
Oh, God. That's how we say idiot. Also, you dummy. You can...
So, wait. Marvel was just like, you like villains. So we're going to do three villains. Here's what I'm thinking.
Because we're not going to get an origin story. And I have a feeling that the Shocker is actually... Yeah, look how... He looks like
a fun leotard.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. It's an insulated suit, so he doesn't get electrocuted.
He looks like he's made of honeycomb.
Yeah.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have my pops or something.
It's like a really low B.
He's basically a bank robber. I think what I am sort of speculating is that Spider-Man's gonna, like at the beginning of the movie, he's gonna foil bank robbery and it's gonna be his. Because the other villains are the Vulture and the Tinkerer, who's basically like Mysterio, except he makes giant toys for Spider-Man to fight.
These are dumb names, not gonna lie.
I completely agree with you.
The Shocker, the Tinkerer.
And he robs banks. Welcome to the 1950s.
Spider-Man. It's a dumb name.
Iron Man.
They're all dumb.
Superman. Batman.
She's just gonna list all the names.
I like that he's a bank robber, but he's like, I'm not gonna wear black. I'm gonna wear yellow.
Well, so the purpose
that's like a dirty
it
yellow.
Is dumb. It
that's
is
like
dumb.
Not even he should wash it. Like, if he's gonna go for yellow, like make it a bright yellow.
He didn't make it a bright yellow. See, in the comic,
I'm wondering how the suit's gonna come about because like in the comics, he wears a suit. It's insulated. That's why it looks the way it does. It's supposed to kind of translate as insulation, so that he doesn't get electrocuted by his shockers. So I don't know.
He looks like a fun guy.
I'm scared to look up Tinker now.
Tinkerer.
Or just gonna be like Christmas elves.
Yeah, he just makes like crazy gadgets. I have a feeling he's not gonna be. It's gonna be one of those things where he's like, "I'm just a tinkerer. Nothing." You know, it's gonna be like some dumb dialogue, and that's how we're gonna get the villain's name, like they always do. Kind of like Will Smith. He's like, "So we're some sort of Suicide Squad or something." It's like, yeah,
we're
the name of the
bad
movie.
Guys.
We're the bad, you know. But the name of the movie was Suicide
Squad.
I never saw the movie.
All right, next topic.
No, I'm just saying it's cool that we have this. We finally see one of the villains, and he's a new one, and
shocking.
It's a shocker. Okay,
don't
but moving
Google
on.
Google that.
Don't Google that, please. That's today's lesson. That's the wheel of morality today. But moving on to more Marvel news, Black Panther expected to be dark and gritty. That's it.
Cool.
Basically, what I imagine is a movie version of Daredevil, essentially.
Is it going to be rated R?
Probably not.
Good question. Probably not, though. Especially as an introductory to a character. Like, Deadpool, you can pull that off because, you know, he's a character that a lot of people are sort of familiar with. He's kind of got a legacy, and they can take that risk. But Black Panther, I mean, really, a lot of people were being exposed to him for the first time in Civil War. So to kind of go rated R, I think, is too much of a risk. But it'll be dark and gritty, which makes sense because he's got the word black in his name. Black's a dark color, so that makes sense. Right?
Speaking of, I want to bring this up.
I was like, where are you going?
I hope it's not inappropriate.
Uh-oh. Anytime you start a sentence with that, it's like a gamble.
It's Disney news. Speaking of the Shocker.
Oh, no.
Disney recently, like a few weeks ago, on Rock and Roller Coaster in Disney World, during the video, you know, you go in the line and then there's that part where you see Aerosmith in the recording booth.
Yeah.
And oh, they're like, yeah. They're like, we gotta go, guys. Time to hit the road. And then Steven Tyler does the shocker with his hand.
Yeah, he does
the rock and roll?
No, he does the shocker.
He does the shocker.
But they just took it out like 14 years later.
Like, that's been out for a long time.
They just did it like 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy. And yeah. It's funny because when I wrote that, I remember seeing that. I'm like,
being like, dude, just do
well,
the shocker.
Well, in my mind, I'm like, that's the shocker, but maybe Steven Tyler has a thing that he does on stage that I'm just unaware of. And Aerosmith fans somewhere are like, oh, he's doing the Steven Tyler hand sign. Nope, just the shocker. Nothing special.
I think he probably meant to do this, and he maybe...
He's Steven Tyler. He's been rocking out since the 60s.
Like, he, like, tweeted something that was, like, really, it took you guys this long to notice that I did that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm looking it up now.
Steven Tyler.
Oh, my gosh.
Your daughter was excellent in Lord of the Rings.
I loved her. Well done. I still love her.
Well
She's
done
great.
On that one. God, and that she movie is. You sang the song for... Excellent. Liv Tyler, one of America's treasures. Yeah.
That movie you sang the song for?
Yeah, you knew which one I was talking about, so I was efficient. The Ghost Finger. It is. The shocker is the Ghost Finger.
If somebody could send me that video or tweet.
Find it.
And
hey,
send
Steven
it.
Tyler.
It's still
at
online.
Steven Tyler.
Oh, it is.
I'm sure it's up there. All right, guys. That's enough Marvel stuff.
Oh, my God. All the children are going, what's the shocker? Don't worry about
it.
Don't Google it.
The shocker is
it's shaped
like a tennis racket. You kill mosquitoes with it.
It's the villain from the new Spider-Man movie.
Tori just Googled it.
Well done. Tori,
that's like
honey,
Googling murder.
Listen. Don't do it. Or blue waffle. Don't do it.
Oh, God. Stop.
Or lemon party.
That's too much. Stop.
I want to Google that, but I don't want to.
Don't do
Have
that.
You ever?
You'll hate me.
Oh, it's bad.
Steven Tyler's Twitter, by the way, now I'm a huge fan of how crazy he seemed.
It's insane.
He's literally losing his mind by the tweet. Oh, man. Guys.
Oh, my God.
All right, what's the next
Tonight's entertainment all over the place, man. We are losing our sanity. The next piece of news we have is finally delving into the Disney realm. And
yes!
That is, we can listen to the original demo for Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Do you want to build...
Let's listen to it.
Yeah, can we hear it? It's not too long, right?
Because
I didn't get a chance to hear it today.
I didn't listen to it yet.
Okay, let's hear a snippet.
That sounds like a
baby.
I don't think that's the new one.
That's the old one.
It's the one that you have to click on like SoundCloud or something. There's two and that you just
so many steps. Too much work.
Yeah.
They really
I'm happy that was the first version and not the final version.
I know,
I will
right?
say.
Oh
it's,
really?
It's like an annoying kid. Like she's like, do you want to build? Like it's too much.
Like over the top. They have a tendency to do that. What are their names? The singers?
Anderson Lopez's.
Yeah, I don't really like their style. I mean,
let it go, Leo.
Here it is.
Oh, you're right. Oh, it's them singing.
This
No Wonder. Isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Oh, I think they're just talking about it. I don't know if they're
It's a link.
It.
It's a link. You know, like, okay, the link that you guys sent, it's on the top of that page. It says click. I'll go to it. Hold on.
Is it the same lyrics?
Yeah.
It's the same lyrics. It just sounds
different?
Very different because the kid, like, doesn't know how to talk.
It's like when you hear
you
and there's a
snowman?
Beat like that.
Is it really?
No.
It's hip-hop? Oh.
Yeah,
it's
like super
hip-hop.
Our bikes around the hall.
Here it is.
It's, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's like, just wait.
LOL.
Right?
Oh, they really just got like a
it's
little kid to do it for the
too
demo.
Too much.
Come and play out in the snow with me.
Oh, my God.
Snow with me.
Oh, this
no.
is
no. This is not real. This can't be real. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
My face.
I like sand.
Oh my God. It's the Lopez's
like,
kid.
They literally,
oh
just grab the
gosh.
Child and say, hey, will you talk just for like 3 minutes?
Please? Are we sure this isn't that little girl that covers Part of Your World on YouTube with her dad?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Someone said I need to do a cover of this version of
Dude, we should do it.
I will.
Make it a
And then every.
A note.
And between every pause, I'll just go.
Yeah, she just does
that.
You want to build a snowman?
No!
Come
Like, let's this go is some play. Kind of practical joke. It's not funny.
Oh, God. I got a secret weapon to
it
use
makes
against.
My skin to use against
Sarah. Oh, man. Sarah's shook.
What does that mean? I almost Googled it a second ago.
Well, it means...
don't Google anything you said. I know. Google.
The shooker.
If we learned anything.
Guys. I feel like an old person. What does shook mean? We get it, but, like, I don't. Like, I know how to use it correctly.
It's like my mom. Leo, what is fleek?
Oh. Like, I know what it means.
I'm like, it means shook, Mom.
It was fine. Right, oh, my God. Leo.
Oh, my God. You love it? Yeah, make I love your text it. Message noise.
Oh my gosh!
I want it to be my text tone.
I'll do like 6 or 7 variations. No. Of it. So it's not. It's like a random one. Yeah, guys, let me know. Let me know in the chat if you want me to make a downloadable MP3 of me doing. Can you imagine if that was the intro to Thingamavlog?
Everybody,
welcome to Disney Movie News.
By the way, shook means emotionally or physically disturbed.
Why would you not think that, obviously?
I knew what it meant.
Shooken up.
All right. You guys, it's been a year since you guys moved in together. Whoa! Happy year anniversary. Thank you, Cozy.
Oh my gosh. More than
Verbena.
A year.
Verbena. Another anniversary?
Freaking lie. We moved in together in July.
Yeah, it's been more than a year.
Oh.
Wow, sorry.
You were on the anniversary show.
I was there. It was really special for me. Yeah, it's my first show.
Yeah. But Stephen, like, personally messaged us again. I just saw that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, yeah. Okay, guys, we'll move anyway, on.
That
we'll
was the
on.
Demo.
That was
still
the demo.
Still haven't found these Steven Tyler tweets, so you guys out there, if you can find them.
Oh, my God.
Is Steven Tyler wearing green socks with sandals? God, Steven Tyler.
Socks Steven Tyler.
Stop it.
Leo's new
I know. I'm gonna,
person to yeah, know.
That's, oh, God. I'm going to do a cover with him. Moving on, speaking of live action-y
do
things.
Do you know how to Google things, Keaton?
No.
Okay. Just look.
I want this spelled.
Oh, that seemed like an easy search.
Yeah, you just type
it
in.
What did you type
in? You just Google it.
Twitter. Trying to find it on Twitter.
She was just looking through his tweets for 3 weeks.
What did you do? Do you go in the search bar and just type in Steven Tyler?
Guys, you guys see what I do.
You did find the tweet. I saw this
photo
on your screen.
Oh, I did. I saw that, too.
All right, Leo, let's talk about Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, we're moving on to Beauty and the Beast, which has done... They did a live table read. This is a bit of a live table read that is a preview to a preview that will be coming out in September, which is a preview to the movie, which comes out next year.
The
such
new
a tease.
Blu-ray
it's like a trailer
DVD.
Of a trailer of a trailer.
All right, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
25 years.
25 year anniversary DVD Blu-ray. Uh-huh. Coming out.
Yeah.
Okay. September, this month.
Yes.
Cool.
That's why we have a theme around it.
Yeah. Oh, we do. Yeah.
You're holding your hand. We can't see your mouth. You got to put it on the other side. That's it.
So this is like, get ready, because on the DVD, there's going to be a special look at the live action movie.
Yeah.
But this is literally all
But we can watch it, because it's not that long. So. Oh,
but no, but this is the preview for the thing on the DVD.
Yeah, this is the preview for the preview.
Oh my gosh.
It's already out.
Looks so cool.
Is it?
Yes, it's September 6th.
It's not out.
Was he holding?
Nothing.
Guinevere and Lancelot.
King Arthur and the Round Table.
King Arthur
still
and the Round Table.
Still amazing.
Felt like a change.
I was so excited to hear that Disney was perfect. Thinking about doing a live action.
I am the beast.
When something is so
welcome
perfect,
to my
get near
castle.
It. The answer is technology like has caught up to the ideas that
Bell.
Were introduced in that
every
movie.
Book said anything is about the castle being enchanted. Turn to page 394.
I hate you.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
The Blu-ray comes out the 18th.
The 18th?
So the digital HD came out on the 6th. How long until someone rips it and puts it online? Better be soon.
Hopefully, very soon.
Why isn't it on?
I'm really into his voice. It doesn't sound like Snape.
I know.
I agree with
I'm
you,
just
Sarah.
It's an exaggeration, you guys.
I'm into the voice.
It's a joke.
And Emma Watson's killing it.
Somewhere
for you.
When is she
in
not?
There?
True.
Somewhere, when is she not? Somewhere in there in the background, there's a picture of Mrs. Potts, and it's messed up.
What?
I also didn't attach that photo.
What?
It's dumb. Compared to Cogsworth and Lumiere that look like actual things, it's like, let's put a dumb... It looks like Alice in Wonderland live-action nonsense. It's like, let's just put this dumb face...
Well, that's how the Cogsworth and the Lumiere look to me. They look crazy banana pants.
No, it's worse than that.
No?
if our God can find it.
Is this it?
I don't
know. Look, he found it.
There it is. I found it.
Where? He found it.
Oh, whoa.
It's right there. It's there. That's
where?
It. That's the one.
Where?
No, he's doing it. He's doing it up
there. Oh.
It's coming.
Where?
You're like, oh my God. Look at that.
You guys,
look at that nonsense.
I learned how to Google.
Are
that
you is, serious?
You know what that looks like? Annoying orange.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah,
it
does.
If it's real. It's if like it's real.
Someone was
that
talking to a green
not
screen
be real.
And they just like faded it into
maybe,
the pot.
Slash hopefully it's concept
it
art.
Could be. Let's pray.
It has to be.
I hope,
be
like, I hope she ends up looking like this one right here.
How are they like, we're going to do this crazy thing where like we can tell this story and have it be wonderful, and then we're just going to slap a human face onto the side of a teapot.
No, that's there's no way.
Nonsense.
Gosh.
Oh, these are the pictures that I was talking about.
What?
That last week.
That doesn't look real at all.
No.
That looks artificial.
That looks like Orlando Bloom.
he looks like he's like the Pokemon evolution of Orlando Bloom, this Gaston character. Guy.
Really?
What's his name? What's his name? Come on, you guys.
The Gaston guy?
Yeah, what's his name?
Bard.
Dracula. Bard, Dracula, Gaston. No one will ever know his real name. Anyways, he looks like an evolved version of Orlando Bloom. That's my theory.
Yeah, someone in the comments said they better just call Beast and not Adam. I low-key hope they call him Adam in the
I
movie.
Pray
That'd
every
be the
day.
Best.
Why do you want them Adam? To call him Adam?
They're likely going to give him a name since they gave the prince in Cinderella a name.
Yeah, what was his name?
Kit.
Kit?
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Harrington.
Very.
Jon Snow.
Very time appropriate. Very.
Kit.
Yeah, if there was a, it just seems like such an out of place name. What era is that?
Kit.
What if his name was Brian?
I'm just like, what's up? I'm Scott. I'm the prince.
I'm Zach.
I'm Chet. Nice to meet you. I'm Skyler.
Chad.
Oh, Chad.
What's up? I'm
Chad
Skyler.
Would be the worst.
My God, you guys.
My name's Leo.
Leo's like one of the old... Leonardo da Vinci? Hello?
Leo's
very
a great
old
name.
Hello?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Literally, there's a constellation with my name.
Hello? I wanted to name my firstborn son Leo, and now
too
I know
bad.
You, and I can't.
You can still do it.
I know, but then... Like,
but what would Leo be
know?
Short for is the real
Leonardo.
Question. Okay, that's not my name, so you can still do it.
Okay. Leopold.
Leopold?
That's his
real
name.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Leopold?
That's his name.
That's your real name is Leopold?
No. Yeah. Kate Leopold is my real name. It's full. It's like... I know, it's confusing.
Prince Zeke. Prince Zane.
I'm Dustin.
All
right.
Dustin.
Prince Dustin. Guys.
Brian.
Prince Brian enters the royal court with his assistant, Chet. Moana, we have news. Sarah has opened the time capsule and can now release everything she's ever needed to know about Moana. And here's our first photo.
I goofed so
oh,
hard.
I thought you were going to show it.
No,
that's,
show
I thought you were legit.
It.
Can you just show them the photo? I think it's funny. So Sarah was sending the assets.
I was sending the photos for Moana, and I accidentally sent the wrong photos from my desktop. And I said,
everybody take a screenshot
like
of that.
Like six screenshots of Leo.
It's the Photoshop that.
Is it something Disney related?
Yeah, something or other. The funny thing is that's just one of like four photos that she sent, so...
Yeah.
It's good times. But
I was like, whoops, that's Leo.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a very good pose. Very.
Leo loves looking at himself and talking about how awesome it is.
I love all the word fruit ninjas.
Are we allowed to show that logo? Take it down.
Take it down.
Take
we're
it down. Take it down.
No, are you kidding me? They love it.
Take it down.
Yeah. And that's the other show I host right there.
It's Moana.
Sarah, so you've got a bunch of info. You went to a media event.
I can say literally everything now.
All right, unload on us.
I can do
educate us.
Everything. I wrote an article about it for Attractions Magazine, so if you want to like read it, that's cool. It's fine.
Yeah, read the full article. Sure.
I'm going to Google it.
I mean, like, do you guys want to know the
basically,
plot?
Basically, this, this is going to be an audio book version of your article.
Okay, the plot of the movie.
Wait, what was that sound?
Spoiler alert. If you don't want to know what Moana's about, you should mute us. And we'll go like this when we're done.
It's like the back of a DVD summary of what the plot is about, you know? It's not like...
My favorite.
Then
Frodo dies.
This happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, then Frodo dies. Okay, this is what the story of Moana's about.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time, there was a baby named Moana. Okay, the first scene of the movie is of Moana's grandmother telling her and other...
You
beautiful
got to
babies.
See the full scene.
You got to see the full scene?
Yeah, I saw three minutes.
That's what, so what you're hearing is literally an interpretation of
this
the
is
first
the first
scene.
3 minutes.
Okay.
It starts and it's like before the title comes up.
Set the scene. I'm going to give you sound effects.
It's like the castle comes up.
birds in
okay,
the air.
Sure. Okay, sure. And it'd be... and then it's the grandmother.
Wait, there's a castle?
Ooh. No, the Disney castle comes up.
Okay, I was a little confused too.
And then it like goes in. And it's the grandmother and she's telling a story. You don't know it's the grandmother yet. She's just animation. You know, you don't see her. Oh. She's narrating. It's
Does
the
she
grandmother.
Sound old?
Mm-hmm. Once upon a time in a village.
She's talking about Maui, the demigod. She's talking about the heart of Tefiti, which is like an island. It's like an island goddess.
Okay.
The island looks like a woman in child's pose.
Ooh.
And she is responsible for creating all of the oceans and all of the land masses. Ooh. And she has this heart. It's a stone. And Maui, with his fish hook, is just like, I'm Maui. And he, like, goes and he steals her heart. And she
with
turns...
with the hook.
Yeah.
But, like, because he loved her or fatality. Because he was, like, being mischievous?
Or is it
because
he's a boy?
It's, like, unclear. He, like, wanted the power, but then, like, I think we find out more later, you know, about, like, why he wanted it.
This is my way of sound effects. I'm giving you the sound effects.
I thought you were telling her to shush. I was like, don't shush her right now.
And so, like, he steals it, and then, like, she, like, turns, like, cold and black and hard, and all of the creation of islands stops, and also now all of the islands are going to slowly disintegrate forever.
Sounds like a bad breakup.
It's the threat.
When that happens.
And
Sarah, look, it's you on the front page.
And this me. And so he steals it, but then, like, all of the other forces of the world want the heart as well. And so he loses it in a fight, and he also loses his fish hook. Yeah, it's lost in the sea. And so that is, and then it, like, pans out, and it's the grandmother talking to Moana and a bunch of other babies. And all of and all of the other babies are terrified, and Moana's like, I'm obsessed with this.
Oh, God.
She's, like, loving it.
She's like, you don't understand. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, she's, like, loving it. And we watch the scene with the water again, baby Moana.
Bye-bye-bye. That one?
Yeah. And,
Did she make any sounds like,
I went.
No? Maybe not.
So, yeah. And then later, okay, it's more setup. There's the chief. It's very Pocahontas in this way.
Ooh.
She's the daughter of the chief. The chief hopes that she will grow up and lead their island, which is called Motunui.
So will she marry Cocoa Puffs or will she follow the river?
Who knows? There's no love interest in the movie at all for Moana.
Good. Smart move. Smart move.
She's young.
Yeah. She is young. But see, Snow White was 14.
16
is
so. Women right now.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so
Disney. Am I right?
She doesn't. Here's something I didn't know until this press day. Is like for a long time we've been like, like Moana wants to bring back the art of voyaging and wayfinding. She doesn't know that her people were voyagers.
Mm. It's in her soul, though. It's in her
heart.
She
doesn't know. She has
no
idea.
It's part of
it. Is part of her. She's drawn to the ocean. She doesn't know why.
See, I could have written this movie.
Her dad is like, no one's allowed to go past the reef because it's dangerous. It's very King Triton also. It's like, oh.
Ariel.
Yeah.
Well, Ariel, Daddy, I'm 16.
That's still pretty young, Ariel. Get back to your seaweed bed.
Okay, get married.
And so she doesn't know why. And then, like, her grandmother is like, we got to go to this place where you're going to discover some stuff.
The elephant graveyard.
Yeah, they go to this, like, cave. And she, like,
this
goes
is, like,
down.
Like, very Brother Bear.
She goes down into the cave and there's all of these boats, like, a ton of boats.
Ooh.
And
boats.
Yeah,
boats.
So many boats. And she sees this little one, and she like loves it. She's like feels connected to it.
Yeah.
The little one
is a little boat.
Girl, like, I got a big boat.
But then she sees this big boat behind her, and she's like drawn to it. And there's a drum on it. She goes on and she drums on it, and then she has.
So
a
she
vision.
Follows the steady beating drum. Yeah. Is what you're saying.
Then she has a vision, and she sees her people on the ocean voyaging. And then there's a musical number. And
Lin-Manuel.
It's Lin-Manuel. Wah, wah, wah. It's the Away Away song. It's the Away Away.
Away Away.
Yeah, it's that song. We saw that whole song.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous of your mind.
And then she's like, we were voyagers! Oh my god! And like she realizes it and she like runs out of the cave and she's like, we were voyagers!
Mark my words,
she's gonna run out of the cave screaming, we were voyagers.
But they cut it before.
Spoilers. Her grandma dies.
What?
Wait.
A parental figure dies? Excuse me?
And
stuff's going
wrong.
Willow.
Stuff's going wrong in the island because the heart is missing and all the islands are deteriorating. Yep. Like, they're not catching any fish. Yep. Everything sucks. And so she's like, I gotta go find Maui and I gotta return the heart to the mother island and save everybody. And that's the whole mish.
That's the Mish.
Oh my gosh. That's quite a Mish.
She starts on her way.
By herself.
But with no pig. But you said.
Pig doesn't come.
Wait, you told us last time that you had some information on the coconut people.
It's coming, okay? She gets shipwrecked. She gets shipwrecked on an island, and Maui's there. And he's like,
randomly,
such a jerk. But it's so funny.
She's like, got the Voyager.
It's so funny. The first scene that Maui's in, he's like, I'm a celebrity. He's like, oh, you want my autograph on your paddle? Cool. Like, okay. Like, and she's like, literally, shut up. Like, I'm demanding that you, like, help me on this journey. I don't give a damn who you are.
Yeah.
And he's like,
you're just a jabroni.
This is the first 3 minutes?
No. That's just later.
God, I was like, jeez. Yeah.
The first 3 minutes were just the grandmother telling the story.
She saw, like, 45 minutes of the movie.
But, like,
no, I'm just
Maui
kidding.
Is so funny.
The Rock is good.
He's so funny.
Shook.
When he shows up, he's just like, I'm the best. Like, I'm Maui. And then he's got Minnie Maui on his chest. Is one of his tattoos. We got a picture of Minnie Maui.
Minnie Maui.
Here. Yeah.
That sounds like the way my grandma says Mickey Mouse. Mickey Maui.
Minnie Maui. Is 2D animated onto Maui's CGI body. And he's animated by the same supervising animator of The Genie. And everybody who worked on Maui is, like, obsessed with that they get to work with Eric Goldberg, who animated The Genie. It was, like, really, really cute.
That's cool.
They're all like, this is amazing. Like, one of them was like, oh, when I saw Aladdin in theaters, it's when I decided I wanted to be an animator. And he's like, and now here I am animating Maui and getting to work with Eric Goldberg, who animated The Genie.
He was shook.
He was shook, yeah. yeah, Minnie Maui's cool. Maui.
I shall call him Minnie Maui.
When Maui starts becoming too much of an ass, for lack of a better word, Minnie Maui is like, stop being an ass.
So he's like, that's his conscience.
Yeah. He's a Jiminy Cricket.
I'm just going to speak for all of you for the rest of the show. That's fine.
You don't need me anymore.
What else?
They go, okay, so the coconuts are called the Kakamora.
Kakamora.
They're not actually coconuts. They're wearing coconut shells. We don't know what they look like. They're dangerous as heck.
Oh, they're
dangerous?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So they're not good?
No.
They're so cute, though.
I know. That's the point, though. See,
I would get killed.
They're like the brownies.
It's like the brownies from Will. No, the Ewoks are good.
They'll eat you.
No, they won't. They were going to eat Han Solo. That's it. Yeah. But listen, that's only because they felt invaded. But this is the difference. They're like the brownies from Willow, which, if you guys would have watched Willow.
None of them watched Willow.
It's like the goblins from The Hobbit, right? Like, just a bunch of them in little, and they're not threatening on their own, but... Okay, you guys, never mind. My references fall on deaf ears.
No, they're not like that. They're after the heart.
The cacahuates,
they're after the heart, and they come after them. They sail on these huge trash ships. Trash.
Hey, trash?
Don't literally. Judge them.
Ships? No.
They just have a different lifestyle than you.
Oh, they're making their commentary about how we're polluting our water and our oceans.
They're on six-pack plastic rings.
The rooster accidentally swallows the heart, and they take the rooster captive.
Oh, that's why he's so important.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's...
Alan Tudyk.
He's just a vessel, honestly, for the story. And so Moana does this, like, really badass scene where she's, like, zipping around and, like, saving Hey Hey the rooster from the Kakamora.
Hey.
Yeah, Becky. Man.
What's the pig's name?
Hey,
Pua.
Pua.
He doesn't come on the journey.
No.
I don't know, man. There's, like, so much stuff.
What else? Give it all of it.
I don't need to see the movie anymore.
She used to have brothers. They got cut from the movie.
I thought you were going to say they died.
Hey, used to be what was almost not in the movie.
There are people in the chat that keep asking me to say things in a baby voice or like an Ewok.
Please, this is crazy. Don't encourage
I'm not
this,
do
you guys.
It. I'm not going to do it. Maybe I'll do some shout out. Maybe that's what I'll do, the shout out today. I'll do my hip hop Ewok.
the Moana storyboards were inspired by a research trip to Samoa. Yeah. I lived in Samoa.
They went to many islands. They went to Tahiti and Fiji and like other way smaller ones that I can't remember. They also have the Oceanic Story Brain Trust.
Oh, yeah.
Made up of people from all of the islands who are, like, architects and historians and musicians and, like, people of all different professions who...
And The Rock.
Yeah.
He body slammed all of them each meeting.
Yeah.
The first thing on today's agenda.
Making sure that everything's as accurate as possible. There was one guy on the story team who had only been on Moana for, like, a year, whereas everyone else has been working on it for, like, 5 years. Mm-hmm. And he was, like... I forget what company he used to work for. I want to say it's DreamWorks, but I'm not sure. He was like, I left to come work on Moana because I'm from the South Pacific, and it was like important to me to like work on this. He's like, I left specifically to work on Moana. And he's like, it's dope. I'm obsessed. And I was like, I'm obsessed with what's happening. It's going to be good. I think it's going to be like super authentic.
Mm-hmm. It sounds good.
It sounds like they're like, sorry about Pocahontas. We'll try again.
Yeah. The musical number was like really moving because I was like, oh my God. Like, this is going to be important.
Were you blown away, away?
I was blown away. That's Ron and John Musk.
Ron and John.
Clements,
Ron John.
The directors being Ron like,
is that the big boat?
Yeah, that's the big boat.
That's the vision?
That's the vision.
Reminds me of Wind Waker.
Anybody, that's me in the front.
I was wondering, I was looking for the back of your head, actually.
I'm in the front on the right, the very front row.
Oh, I see you. Hey, girl.
You're the most shook person in that room.
She's so shook.
I'm trying not to cry. I'm like, I think it would be unprofessional if I cried at this press event, but I was crying.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't Pete's Dragon.
I also got to see the entire short before it.
You want to tell us about that?
I haven't talked about it at all, actually.
Can you?
Uh-huh.
Guys.
Oh, my God, please tell us.
This is the most lit episode.
I've been waiting for this moment. It's called Inner Workings. It's very Inside Out. It's the same concept.
Not the same character.
No, it's not. It's about this guy who just like has a normal, boring life. He has a 9-to-5 job. He never strays away from his routine. You know, he walks to work. He has the same thing for breakfast. He goes to work. He pushes buttons for 9 hours and he goes home. But like, it's about the difference between what his brain wants and what his heart wants. So on his, you see him going about his routine, and so he's like going to work, and his brain is like, you got to do this thing, but his heart is like, I want pancakes, like, and like he's like so jazzed, and like they walk by the beach, and he's like, I want to go to the beach, and like he's like, no, gotta go to work, like his brain, and then like he sees like a hot girl, and he's like, I want to talk to that girl, and it's like, no, you can't do it, and so it's like really, he gets really sad, and he's just like, oh my God, I'm just like, there's a bunch of times where his brain is imagining different ways he could die. It's like, don't do that because you might die. Like, don't do that. It's like his brain.
Yeah, like
not like a suicide thing.
He's just typing there's like, kill yourself. What?
Stopping himself from doing dangerous things. And then the whole point of the short is that, like, you have to listen to both your heart and your brain.
So you and have so to work and eat pancakes.
He goes and plays hooky for a second, and then he ends up coming back to work. You know, because it's like, you can't just not.
Yeah.
Work.
Can't, yeah. Responsibility is important.
So, it's cute, man.
He doesn't
that
get
sounds
fired?
Sounds cute.
I want that job.
No, but he inspires the whole office to start, like,
and to become
a
it's
rave.
Like
following
their heart. Class outside! Yeah.
They start doing, like, they're all, like, it's very comical. It's like, oh, like, everyone's, like, turning the papers over, like, in unison, like, in desks and stuff. And then they start doing it with, like, and, like, they're making it fun.
Right.
And there's also, like, his bladder and his liver are a part of it. Like, everything inside of his body is part of it. His lungs and stuff. Like, when he has to pee, his, like, bladder is like, wah! You get to, like, look
at his
body.
Do you see all of this?
This is crazy.
I feel like I need to, I mean, obviously I need to see it, but.
It's cute, man.
It's hard to.
Yeah, I'm like, they're going to show it. How do they.
Stylistically, how is it going to look like? What would you say it looks most like? Is it, like, uber realistic?
It looks like, it looks like Up.
He looks
like Carl.
Oh, so he's like an old guy.
No, he's very square.
Oh, very square.
He's very square.
He's a square.
And all of the things in like the brain parts of him are very square, and all the things in the fun heart parts are very curvy. Like the girl he talks to has the biggest butt.
When does it come out?
Butts are in.
Just like so curvy.
Show him your larboard side.
Wait, like Miss Incredibles curvy?
Oh, girl.
More
than Miss Incredible?
Yes.
No, those mom hips.
She's unbelievable.
Those mom hips.
When that parade comes around, I'm like
ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Whoa.
Dude, Sarah, you unloaded on us.
Yeah, we got to see that.
My brain hurt.
Pee bladders is great.
Yeah.
Talking about all of it. Guys.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
And your bladder's like, blah, 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 blah. So,
oh, my God.
No. No.
I'm just going to call you at like 4 in the morning. And you're like, what, Leo, is everything okay? I'm just going to go. And you're going to just hear my breath. Like,
stop. Oh my God.
What's wrong? Are you okay?
I hate it.
I hate it so much.
The director of Inner Workings is Brazilian and Japanese.
Whoa.
And he was like, this is also an analogy for my existence because...
Oh, yeah. Brazilians are like, hey, let's party. Come to Brazil on YouTube. And the Japanese are like, get to work and die there.
He was like, it represents my life. Yeah.
Yeah. It's two extreme opposite cultures.
Yeah, but it's funny because we're going Olympics now. Next, we'll go to
Japan. Yeah, we're going to see the difference. The water might not be green this time. It'll be great. Olympic jokes, everybody!
All right, do we want to talk about Monday?
Yeah, so this past Monday was the final day of the Disneyland 60th Diamond Anniversary and also the last night temporarily for Paint the Night Parade. And we went. And it was amazing. It was Labor Day, so it was also a holiday on top of everything else.
Insanely crowded.
Huge community turnout. A lot of regulars were there, and although the day was like super fun and everybody was super interactive, and just there was this kind of general electricity in the air, and everybody was really hyped. But for the Paint the Night Parade, but before the show, because we saw the second showing, which was the true last showing, and as we were sitting there waiting for the parade to start, we were by Small World, and the crowd was just like humming. You know, it was just you just hear everybody starting to get people laying out in the streets.
The beginning of Paint the Night is just like da, 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 all the lights going. It's like da, 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 da.
Ladies and
like,
gentlemen. Dude, people went, we couldn't even see the lights from the parade. That's how far away it was. And people were just, like, screaming like it was a concert.
And just, like, the most people
band,
clapping in unison.
Clapping.
Like
and you could
scene.
Hear people singing to the song of the parade as it started.
It was wild.
It was just like,
I feel like I'm experiencing this right now.
I'm trying to give you the best. Put your hands up because tonight is young. That's exactly what it was like.
I just watch it and I'm just like, Tinkerbell has to be hurting right now.
Because she's getting like hoisted around.
Yeah, it's all like that. I was like, Tinkerbell!
And it was insane. But the other cool part is, so Sarah periscoped the whole thing, you can actually watch it on Periscope.
Yeah, you can.
But it was really cool, too, because we're sitting there, you know, we're park regulars. We have a lot of friends that are cast members there. And then we were sitting with other cast members who are friends with those cast members. So, like, for us, the parade was kind of personal, because as people were coming by, they were just like, hey.
People were just talking to Francis.
Yeah. And it was just really cool, because people on the floats are pointing, and like, hey, and it just felt, like, very unique and very special. Even, you know, even the most dadly dads were sitting there like, like they just like you couldn't help but get into it. It was so moving and powerful. It was super, 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 super.
And it's not even like going away, really.
No,
it was so
back.
Funny. Cast members are like, I don't know, it's coming back at the holidays, right? Because it is.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. No.
She cried
because it's coming back.
She wasn't. She didn't cry. She was shook.
I was shook.
She was shook.
I was shook.
Can you not shake her so much? Like, you might get hurt.
You shook.
It was wild, man.
It was. It was a really cool
And then
day.
When Donald came out, everyone started chanting Donald.
Yeah. Yeah. People were going, like, exceptionally hype for Donald.
I was like, what?
That worries me.
Yeah, Donald, and then all of, like, the in-between dancers, like the pinwheels and the jellyfish, people were very into
Yes,
them.
Coral. Yes.
Yes, Coral. Coral. Coral, please, Coral.
Oh, my God, stop.
Walking Dead? No? Anybody?
No, I was thinking of Nemo. Stop.
I was thinking of Nemo, too.
The mom like, who died.
Oh, my gosh.
So her name was Coral?
Yes.
Meh. Coral, the kid's name in Walking Dead is Carl, but the way he said he's like, the way the main Rick Grimes always says, he's like, Coral. And so, like, people write it Coral. Guys, my references that are not Disney aren't landing tonight.
It was actually the last night for Disneyland Forever Fireworks, but I care much less about that.
We didn't even watch them. We just sat
there. We listened to them. I care about fireworks shows, but do you know how many fireworks shows have come and gone in my life?
So many. I didn't even know that was going away until that moment.
Come on, bring back Remember There's Magic in the Stars, please.
Excuse me, what's that? Bring back the Main Street Electrical Parade, am I right?
Magic everywhere.
Hey, Elf, when do we get the Main Street Electrical
January.
Parade?
January.
And when does it leave?
Hopefully, like, end of January.
And when do we get paint back?
For the holidays.
Next holidays.
No.
These holidays.
So they're only gone for just, like, a couple months.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah. They're just refurbing it.
Oh, but wait. So does that mean the Main Street Electrical Parade is going to run parallel to Paint the Night?
We don't know what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Here's what we know is that, like, Paint is going to be running at the same time as Christmas Fantasy Parade.
Are there two different routes?
Nope, same route. It's just two different shows.
Different times.
Two different show times.
Oh, they did that last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Paint and Christmas Fantasy.
They altered it.
And then I think it'll...
Alternated, excuse me.
Go... Who knows what's going to happen with Main Street Electrical? I don't really know.
They're just going to... You know what they should do? They should remake it and use LED lights. That would be really cool.
Yeah, they should. It's called Paint the
Night. Parade,
Oh, my God.
But that's it, you guys.
We get Real World of Color back soon.
It was gone?
World, yes, it was World... Yes.
Oh, my God, I hate you. He's trolling me.
Am I? Are you shook?
You're mocking me, aren't you?
On point with
that
the sound.
Was so good.
Good Lord, you guys.
Oh my God.
What a Disney movie news.
That's this has amazing.
Been, we got some deep news. We got my stuff out of the way early, like Sarah loved. I mean, everybody's happy, you know. I got jokes that nobody got. That was great.
You just need to take one of the Leo's noise. Don't do it again. No. And just have a button that you can press for that.
Speaking of buttons, where's the hip hop button at?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
You have to do that.
Feeling hype. Yeah. It's time to get real with the chat. Cause you know where your name's coming at. At? No. Alright, it's time for some shout outs. Here we go, guys. Make some noise. We're going with the old. What happened to my feet? I was gonna go crazier. Okay, here we go. Hey. Alright, let me get one to start. Pick it back up. Here we go. Okay. The first name is Jace from space. He likes to rhyme cause he's all up in your face. We got Allison Heflin. What the heck rhymes with that? I don't know, but I'm choosing some name from up inside the chat. We got Troy Lali. Lali? Is that really a name? We got Juliet. That's true, I think. We got Lisa Serrano, and I hear she has a lovely voice. I think it is soprano. Yeah, we got Allison Scott and Monet Pink. Don't forget we got lovely Leah Kay. I think that's how you say it. Deep Wonderment and Leah Grace. I'm trying to read it, but I can't. The words don't come fast enough out of my face. Cece Rinaldi, you're coming back from the internet, girl. I feel you're coming from. We got Jess Dreyas. We got Cassandra Brits. We've got Super Iron Halo always in here with the coming in the chat room. Sarah Coakley, we got 138 people watching now, only because everybody's been spreading the word on the hype chat shout outs at the end of the shows. We got Emily Schiffler, I think I couldn't read it, it scrolled too fast. Troy Lali, again, you're always coming up in my periphs. We got Juliet, dang it, you guys are like in unison with your names coming up. What else, who else have we got? You guys want to give some shout outs?
I'm gonna say Mouse Talk.
Mouse Talk!
Should I rap it?
Oh, girl, don't even play with my soul like that. Can you give me some of that?
What do you want me to say?
Urban sound.
I don't know if I can do it. I'm really nervous. Let me practice next for next week. I'll rap next week, I promise.
No, you can't build up the hype like
that. I'm sorry. I don't know how to rap. Jerry, you just lead me off and I'll make a rhyme to it. Miranda.
Bam Barry. Guys, thank you for hanging out for Disney Movie News.
I just got the courage too, but fine. Next week, guys, I'll rap.
Guys, thanks for hanging out with us in the chat room. All right, guys, next week you can expect a rap coming straight from my girl, DJ Marquee.
Oh, no.
Tin. But I'm, you know, follow me on social media. That'd be really wonderful. My name is Leo Zombie. Or you can follow me everywhere else at Mr. Leo Zombie. That'd be great. Who else we got on the panel tonight?
Hey, guys. You can follow me at Keaton Markey all over the place. And I do Snapchat now. Not very often, but I like the filters.
She's beginning, guys. Help her out.
I'm a beginner, so yeah. What's their homework this week?
Your face. Yeah. Photoshop. Sarah?
I'm Sarah Snitch. What's up? I'm Sarah Snitch. You can find me over at Sarah Snitch or I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube or ThingamaVlogs on YouTube.
Sweaty balls.
I like that. And on YouTube. Where can they find you under the sea?
Hey guys, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
That was the most hype one because it was the cleanest one of them. You're like, I think maybe if you follow me at Leo, and she's like, listen, I already got my name down. I know where I am. This is where you follow me. I have a follower. She has a really interesting blog, and you guys should follow her so you can see her crazy stories. God, you got one about like
7 dates in 7 days. God. It was crazy.
Sounds like a Disney movie.
Guys, do you want? I went something Disney exciting. Me and my friend have been taking care of a baby chipmunk, not baby squirrel that fell out of a tree. What? So I feel like a real life Disney movie. Giselle. We feed it a little like.
Did they go?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
His name is Kubo.
Kubo.
But we're gonna bring Kubo to the animal sanctuary tomorrow because he has an eye infection. We don't want him to die.
Oh man.
He's like so little though. I'll post pictures.
Yeah, post pictures.
Guys,
we'll post it on your Snapchat.
Shout outs to Kubo.
All right.
Thank you for hanging out, you guys. We love you. Hit us up on Twitter all through the week. Let's talk more about Disney news and give me some inspiration to rap about in her too. We'll see you guys later.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.